A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman, whose name was Martha, welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the feast of St. Francis of Assisi. In the opening prayer of the Mass, we hear, "O God, by whose gift St. Francis was conformed to Christ in poverty and humility, grant that by walking in Francis's footsteps, we might follow your Son, and through joyful charity come to be united with you." A little over a year ago, my family and I, on a trip to Italy, visited Assisi and made a pilgrimage to St. Francis's hermitage up in the forest outside the walls of the city. You might say we were walking in Francis's footsteps. I certainly wanted to think so. I spent a year of college in Italy and was excited to take my family there, 15 years later, to share with them all of the places I had explored and loved, and Assisi was at the top of the list. In college, traveling with my friend Grace, I had trekked up the hill to the hermitage on a beautiful early fall day. We sang songs and paused in wonder as the valley opened out below us. I wrote in my journal, "Around a corner at the top, Grace and I drew in a collective breath to see a V of seven doves winging their way above our heads toward the hermitage just ahead of us." It was magical. And this was the kind of magic I wanted to share with my family. I had the perfect vision in my mind, and I wanted it to go exactly as my vision dictated. Perhaps I was a bit like Martha. After all, she had Jesus over to dinner. I'm sure she also had a perfect vision for how the evening would go, how she would be the perfect hostess, how all the food would be hot and ready to serve at the same time, how Jesus would compliment her on her housekeeping and the deliciousness of the meal. But there was one problem, Mary. In order to make her vision come together, Martha needed Mary to play her part. And Mary had a very different idea. Her perfect vision wasn't about the food or the housekeeping or the hosting. Her perfect vision was sitting at the feet of the Lord. Unsurprisingly, my children also did not share my perfect vision of our pilgrimage up to St. Francis's hermitage. It was not a crisp fall morning like the one I had enjoyed 15 years earlier. It was a hot summer day, and my children were on their 18th day of European travel. They were tired. Their legs still ached from all the other places I had had them walk to in the past weeks. They were hungry. And hearing their complaints, my joy and expectation in our pilgrimage turned to anxiety and worry. What if we didn't make it? What if they refused to go any further and we had four simultaneous meltdowns on this hot, dusty forest path? What if all my children remembered from this European adventure was that their mother took them on a forced march into the wilderness? And then there was also some anger. Like Martha, I wanted to say to Jesus, "Can't you make them understand that I just want to give them a wonderful spiritual experience? Why can't we just hike up this hill and be happy?" And we did hike up the hill. We stopped for many breaks. We ate all the food we had brought along. We drank all of the water. And then despite the children's complaints and my frustration, we made it. And the magic of Assisi was there with the palpable sacredness of a place well-loved, cherished, cared for. After visiting the hermitage where St. Francis lived with his friars and lighting candles and saying prayers at the chapel, my 7-year-old son led me on a walk through the trails around the hermitage. In one place in the woods, he paused to look at a cross someone had made out of twigs wrapped together with grass and laid against the base of a tree. He knelt down in silence to make his own crosses out of pieces of bark, overlaying one with the other. And then he sat, and I sat, silently in the woods where St. Francis walked. In today's gospel, we hear of two sisters who loved the Lord, and they showed their love in different ways. And it is not that one way is inherently better than the other, because we all know where we'd be if no one ever cleaned the house or prepared the food or took their family on forced marches into the wilderness. It's that one way led to peace and joy, and one led to anxiety and worry. In the silence of the Assisi woods, kneeling by my son, the same one who hadn't wanted to get up that morning or tie his shoes or walk straight uphill, I realized that this was the better part, the part that would not be taken away from us. And also that I was looking at my own Mary, and Jesus was looking at me with love and saying, "Katie, Katie, you are worried and anxious about many things. There is need of only one thing." And so we sat quietly on the soft moss and listened to the birds in the trees, happy to be walking in the footsteps of St. Francis together.